All right, 11:52 across St. Louis, home of the Stanley Cup champions, St. Louis Blues.
Yeah.
Roll that around your mouth a couple times. Believe it. It's happened. It's real. Not a dream. Don't ask someone to pinch you. Blues are the Stanley Cup champions, baby. Season of glory. Gloria. Binnington. Petrangelo. O'Reilly. Tarasenko. Shen. Schwartz. Bouwmeester. Gunnarsson. Binnington. I could go on and on. Should we name the entire roster? Speaking of Petrangelo, the captain, he spoke after the game. Let's get a little bit from the captain here. I think he's on the ice here when he's talking to the media. Here's Alex Petrangelo after the Blues win tonight.
Alex, you've played on a lot of teams with the Blues. Have you ever been a part of one that's so close on and off the ice and the way you guys hung together?
Well, you build those relationships by going through tough times. We've done that. A lot of us have played a lot of games here. Been close. Tough start this year. It just keeps brings you closer together. And it's a tight group. Trust me. We that's why we play the way we do.
Well, Alex, you had a moment in Bobby Orr's city that for 5 or 6 seconds you looked like Bobby Orr. Can you describe that goal?
Great play by Schwartz. He shattered our backs that D off. So let me drive the lane. I mean, it was a big goal at the time, but those last two really push us over the edge.
So you've dreamed your whole life for this?
Oh, yeah. A lot of hard work in off-season, seasons for this moment right here. Unbelievable.
Obvious question. Alex January 3rd, if somebody told you he's standing here right now, what would you say?
Probably hard to believe, but doesn't matter now. Here we are.
Why do you think this team could do this?
Well, we're built like a team, right? We use everybody. You don't get to this point without having depth, and our depth worked for us, and that's what makes an unbelievable team.
Alex, 52 years.
Kind of a contract do you think that Berube's going to get now from the Blues after this? That'll be interesting to see what kind of a deal Berube gets. What about Binnington? He's on the ice after the game as well and outplayed Rask in Game 7. Tremendous season, tremendous postseason for Jordan Binnington, goaltender of the 2018-19 Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues. And here's Binnington after the game.
It's a big stage, and I just wanted to leave it all out there tonight. And I'm so happy right now to be able to celebrate this with my dad and some of my family, and you know, with this group of guys. And it's going to be a fun next couple days celebrating with the city of St. Louis.
The way the first period went, you know, you guys had two goals on four shots, and you did your part. When you went into the locker room, what was said at that point?
The boys were just working, and you know, we knew it was going to come around. We just had to get back to our game, and we were disciplined all night. And composed, so it's important. It went a long way, and you know, we battled right till the very end.
Did you feel like when they had those shots in the first period that they had thrown their best at you, and you kind of weathered the storm?
They got a lot of firepower over there, so you know, it kept coming, and right till the very end, you know, Chris like put one home there, and you know, he's a hell of a player. So it was a hard fought series, and I'm happy with the win here.
How big was that first one?
It was nice, you know, to get two in the first period and go from there. And the group was just was incredible. And the group is excited, and we battle, and we know we're a relentless group, and we love playing with and for each other. So it was a lot of fun this series.
And to go in after Petro puts that in, I mean, you look at the shot total; it was a big discrepancy, but the momentum that you guys carry up to there, impressive.
Yeah. You know, we were very opportunistic and had some good chances, and we capitalized, and that's important, especially at this time of the year. And we've worked so hard, and to celebrate like this is incredible.
How about St. Louis? It's going to be a party.
Yeah, huh? Let's go, St. Louis. Be ready.
2018-2019, Stanley Cup champions, your St. Louis Blues. Nah, they can't do it. They can't go into three times to win in Boston? Nah, come on. They shot their load. They had their chance to do it in Game 6, and they didn't get it done. And now it's, you know, a fait accompli. The Bruins are going to win Game 7. They're not going to lose another game on home ice. Blues, I mean, we know the Blues have been road warriors, but come on, Game 7 in Boston against a team that's been there and done it before with the players who have already had their name engraved on the Stanley Cup. No way the Blues can go into Boston and win a Game 7. You know, it's been a nice season, but it's going to come up a game short. And was it Jerry from St. Louis who sent me the email two nights ago when I was on? Missed yesterday's show, of course, because I was sick as a dog. I'm still sick as a dog. But we'll find a way to get through the show here tonight. And he said to me, Dino, do you think, I know you're going to be rooting for the Blues on Wednesday night, but do you think they're going to win? Do you think they're going to win? And I said, hey, listen, I've been remaining eternally optimistic throughout this entire postseason. I've been telling people that this year's Blues team, the addition of this year's Blues team, has absolutely nothing to do with any other addition of any other Blues team in the previous 51 years. I think this team's earned the benefit of the doubt. They've won 9 previous road contests. They've got a short memory. Yeah, I said I feel that the Blues will win Game 7. Wasn't a prediction at all. You asked me what my feeling was. Do I think they'll win? I thought they would win Game 7. And they went on and did it. And, man, I tell you, I'm just still all this time later. It's been a while since the game has been over. And I think that second goal that they scored, to me, at that point, I was thinking, you know, when nobody scored in the second period, as we went to the second period, I said, you know, this is a next goal game. In so many ways. If the Blues can get the next one, I think they're really kind of put a stranglehold on Boston in this game to go up 3-0. But if Boston gets the next goal, makes it a 2-1 game, the momentum could shift awfully quick. And the crowd is going to be right back in the game. And who knows what's going to happen at that point. So I thought the next goal was very, very critical. And going up 3-0 at that point, I didn't think that Boston would come back at that point. I thought they might get a goal. They ended up getting a goal. I very much wanted to see Binnington get the shutout. But it didn't matter in the end. But when the Blues went up 3-0, I was fairly confident at that point that Lord Stanley was going to be taking up residence in St. Louis, and that's what happened. Super Dave has texted me from Boston. He's going to be on with me in hour number 2. We'll get more audio in the second hour as well. You want to get on board, 855-282-8255. The Appliance Discounters phone lines at 855-282-8255, and email the show. It is Dino590thefan@gmail.com. The St. Louis Blues are the 2018-19 Stanley Cup champions. 1 hour done, 1 to go. Keep it here. Back with hour number 2 right after this.